All right, we're here with singer-songwriter Jordan Anderson. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, I'm originally from Loveland, Colorado, and my parents owned a farm there, and that's kind of where my love for country music started. It was what my dad always had on the radio, so it just kind of naturally blossomed into that. And when I was 10, I moved to just outside of Orlando, Florida, a town called Claremont. And got involved in everything and anything music that I could. Worked at Disney for a while doing some music there. And when I was 18, I just kind of left everything behind and moved to Nashville and have
been chasing
the dream ever since. Yeah.
That's great. Side question. What's your favorite ride at Disney? Any of the Disney parks?
I love Thunder Mountain is probably my favorite. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an oldie, but it's for the one where I'm always there. It's like always fun. So, but okay. I love anything Disney. I'm kind of a Disney freak. So.
Okay. Are you working on any new projects right now?
Yes. I've been taking kind of the past few months to be off the road and just writing as much as I possibly can, because there's so many talented songwriters in Nashville. So I've been co-writing, writing on my own, and we're working on getting a new single out there and possibly a new album if we, you know, have enough songs that we can't pick between. So.
Okay. Let's see. How would you best describe your style of music, like the sound of it?
It's definitely along kind of the pop rock country style. Carrie Underwood-esque, kind of a little bit of Taylor Swift-ish style thrown in there. Okay. But, you know, I grew up with the traditional country, too, so there's always that flair in there. Always make sure there's some steel guitar and some fiddle, and the true country instruments still make it in there.
They say you grew up listening with your parents listening to country music. Name one band or artist that really sticks out from your childhood that reminds you of your childhood.
Yeah, my dad, like the biggest one that my dad always listened to was Hank Williams Jr. That was his number one person. And so that always, whenever I see his name or hear his music, it kind of always brings me back to hanging out on the farm with my dad. I was, of course, useless and couldn't do anything because I was like 5. But, you know, it was cool getting to watch him work and do his thing.
Okay. Musically, what is the ultimate goal you hope to achieve in your career?
I mean, of course, it would be nice to kind of be, you know, one of those big names and get to go to all the award shows. But, I mean, I just love music so much, and there's honestly nothing else that I would rather do with my life. So, you know, that would be the dream goal, but I would be 100% happy if I could just make a living out of it and, you know, just, you know, tour around for the rest of my life.
Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career?
The biggest wow moment. Honestly, being here at CMA Fest, because I came here as a fan for so many years and always dreamed of the day that, you know, I'd walk around and see the artists at their booths and dream of the moment that I could get there. And the fact that now I'm a part of CMA as a member, and then I get to come here and, you know, have a booth and play shows for the fans when they come here. It's been such a full circle thing for me that it's kind of like every day I walk into the convention center and I'm like, wow, like, I actually get to do this.
All right. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
I absolutely love golf.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of something that my family did as I was growing up. And so, and when we moved to Florida, we could obviously do it a lot more than in Colorado. And so it started out as just a family thing, but it became something that I really love to do. And I played on my high school golf team. And,
really? Okay.
Yeah. And I play as much as I can when I'm here. So it's definitely one of my outdoor passions.
Best golf course in Nashville.
I would say there's one, I can't remember the name, but there's one over in Belmead area that is really, really nice. I don't play there a lot because it's expensive, but, but yeah, it's really, really nice over there.
Okay. What is the number one item on your bucket list outside of music?
I really want to visit Europe. That's kind of one of the things that I've always wanted to do. So whether music happens to bring me there or not, I would love to visit, you know, Paris, all those places. Just do like a, kind of like a European, like tour everything. Just go over for a couple weeks and see it all.
What is your favorite charity to support?
Make-A-Wish Foundation is one of my favorites, just because, A, it's Disney, of course. But, you know, I've had a couple family members affected by cancer, and I just think it's a great thing that they have that program to make. I mean, it's just such a cool thing to grant a wish. I mean, you don't get to do that, you know, very often in life, so they're definitely one of my favorites.
Okay. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
I think my biggest strength is that I have a lot of people around me who keep me grounded. And so whenever I talk to you, it's just like, you know, we're friends and I always really want to get to know people. But I'd say one of my weaknesses is growing up, I was always super shy. Like, I didn't talk to anybody, but being on the stage is the one place where it, you know, everyone will always say, like, there's stage Jordan, and then there's, like, normal Jordan. Yeah. So I'd say one of my weaknesses is probably just in, like, networking things, you know, like, being more outgoing and willing to put myself out there.
Okay. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
I would say just stay true to what you do, you know, your style, what you want to write, because especially in country music, the fans, they can tell when it's a song that really doesn't fit your personality or might not fit you.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to stand up to make the kind of music that you want to make.
Okay. And lastly, anything else you'd like our readers to know about you or your music? Yours. What do you
want to
say?
I write everything that I produce or that we put out, and so you know, it's just something where if you listen to my music, you're kind of getting to know me. So if you relate to something, we probably have something in common. So just really love them to take a listen to it and give it a chance. And if they like it, find me on all social media things, and they can tell me about it, and I'll do my best to respond.
Okay, and what's the best way on social media to interact with you? Where are you most active? Twitter?
I'm most active, Twitter and Facebook I'm most active on, but I'm on everything. So if they just go to jordananderson.com, there's links on there to all the social media sites, so kind of a one-stop shop.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.